Come on, you can do it!
Timber!
Mindy? Is that you? Are you out here in the forest? Mindy?
Oh, hey, Guy Raz, I'm over here!
Over where?
Over here! Follow the sound of my voice!
Mindy, are you about to interview a tree?
No, I'm about to answer the age-old question, if a tree falls in the forest and no one is around to hear it, did it really make a sound? So I'm going to sit here with my microphone, wait for this tree to fall, and then record the sound so I can bring it back to the people.
Well, do you think we have time to fit in a quick game show before that tree falls?
Oh, yeah, we've got plenty of time. This is a super healthy tree, and it's not going down anytime soon.
Okay, then.
So hit the lights!
And pull up the curtain.
Camera two rolling in 3, 2... One!
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after Weird Dream or Weird Memory, it's...
Two Whats and a Wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Wowzers, it's time for another tall round of Two Whats and a Wow!
Two Whats and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats!
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off on Friday.
We gave you 3 scientific statements about astronauts and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A? Spending time in space makes astronauts shorter.
Or was it B? Astronauts tend to crave spicy food in space.
Or was it C? There is a special toilet on the International Space Station intended just for vomiting.
And in honor of Teacher Appreciation Week, we have a special guest with the answer to today's winning wow. Please welcome Kathy Lamont, a K-5 teacher from Virginia. Ms. Lamont, what's the wow?
My name is Kathy Lamont. I'm a K-5 gifted education teacher in Virginia. My wow is that astronauts often crave spicy food when they are in space. This is because in microgravity, all the liquid moves equally throughout your body instead of going down towards your feet due to the pull of gravity. This means your nose can get stuffed up more. It's like having a cold. Your food tastes more bland. Therefore, spicy food can deliver more taste.
Winner, winner, space junk for dinner!
There you have it, wowzers. If you guessed the answer B, that astronauts prefer spicy foods in space, you found the winning wow. Congratulations, Ms. Lamont, and a special thank you for all the amazing work you're doing as a teacher.
Just like Ms. Lamont said, astronauts tend to get stuffy noses in space due to the lack of gravity causing some of their bodily fluids to pool in their heads and stuff up their noses.
And if you've ever had a stuffy nose, you know how it can affect the way you smell and even taste food.
And because of this, astronauts in space often prefer spicy foods. Foods that can really bust through to those taste and smell receptors. Foods like Tabasco sauce and shrimp cocktail with horseradish are 2 very popular options for astronauts looking to get spiced out in space.
Now, if you guessed A or C, you weren't too far off. When astronauts are in space, they actually grow a little taller. Without gravity, your vertebrae, or the bones that make up your backbone, expand slightly. And this can make astronauts in space about 3% taller than they are on Earth.
And if you guessed C, there is no special barf toilet on the International Space Station, but there is a special barf bag. And since you can't take out the trash in space, your barf bags are stuck with you throughout your entire space journey. So scientists got together to create a special bag that would seal the vomit and keep any odors from leaking out.
Ugh.
Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they won?
Well, Mindy, all of our winning contestants will be taking home their very own invisible used astronaut barf baggie. Used astronaut barf baggie?
For those of you who have always wished for a space souvenir, saddle up. This baggie has seen some things. filled with old astronaut vomit fresh off the International Space Station, this astronaut barf bag is just what you need for your space vomit collection.
Space vomit collection? Okay, well, I guess congratulations to all of our winning wowzers. We're going to take a quick break to go check on the status of that falling tree. But when we come back, it's another round of Two What's and a Wow.
Two What's and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Clif Kid, makers of Z-Bar, the organic energy bar made for playtime fuel. Many at Clif are parents, too, and Clif Kid salutes all the parents and kids working together to make the best of this time, staying active and using their imaginations while they play. Clif Kid is here for you and with you for every adventure.
That's it. Now back to the show.
We're back for another round of Two What's and a Wow.
The category for today's round is trees. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with three scientific statements about trees. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up what's.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements about trees is the true scientific wow? Is it A, trees can talk to each other through mushrooms?
Or is it B, in Florida, there is a dentist office located inside of a treehouse?
Or is it C, in northern Canada, there's a polka dot tree that has polka dots on its branches and trunk?
One more time. Is it A, trees can talk to each other through mushrooms?
Or is it B, there's a dentist's office in Florida that is inside a treehouse?
Or is it C, in northern Canada, there lives a polka dot tree?
When you think you've got the correct answer, write it down on a sheet of paper.
And whisper it into a tree hollow.
And then check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Color My Leaf.
We all know that water and nutrients travel through trees from their roots all the way through the tiny veins in their leaves.
But we can't really see how that water travels in real time unless you add some coloring to the water.
So we challenge you to a little experiment with some leaves you may have around your home.
Cut the bottom off a leaf stem and place that leaf in a glass of water with a few drops of dark food coloring.
And start to observe your leaf over the next few days to see if you notice any changes.
And report those changes to us. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos at tinkercast.com/share.
And check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game when we'll play another round of... Two What's and a Wow was produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grenman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two What's and a Wow is now a book. The Two What's and a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook is available for pre-order now. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info. And for more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's and a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time,
keep on wowing!
to What's in a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.